USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is standing behind his budget director nominee, Neera Tanden, now that a key Democrat, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, says he's opposed to the nomination. He said it was from partisan political comments from Tanden about Senator Bernie Sanders and some Republicans. He said the comments were toxic and detrimental. The president was asked about it.
Well, I think we're going to find the votes to get her confirmed.
So you're not going to pull her nomination?
No.
President Biden had just returned from Kalamazoo, Michigan, where he had toured a Pfizer vaccine facility. He said the company is upping vaccine production to 700,000 coronavirus vaccine doses an hour starting next week. He said it's essential that people get their shots as soon as they become available. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Federal agents have charged 9 so-called Oath Keepers with conspiracy, accusing them of spending months planning an attack on the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to halt the certification of President Biden's election win. The Justice Department leveled charges at 6 more Oath members of the Oath Keepers. They charged 3 others earlier in the investigation. Prosecutors said the 9 defendants worked together for months before the January 6 attack to coordinate plans, including shared transportation to Washington, D.C., and gathering before in the lobby of a Virginia hotel. Some of the members also allegedly discussed keeping a cache of weaponry outside the city. Authorities have arrested and charged more than 200 people for their roles in the January 6 attack, which left 5 people dead, including Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Also, 2 other police officers who were at the Capitol during the attack died of suicide in the days following. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
While millions were freezing in their homes, some people decided to use their trucks to generate electricity. From our Texas Bureau, here's USA's Val Dior.
It's not an advertisement, just a story about a truck that might have saved lives in Texas. Millions were without power, and temps inside homes reached below freezing. That's when Randy Jones of Katy, Texas, near Houston, remembered his new Ford F-150 hybrid has a generator that can produce up to 7.2 kilowatts of power, according to Ford. The generator is powered by both the batteries and the engine, and the owner ran extension cords from the pickup to their kitchen to power a few lights, a toaster oven, and a space heater. According to several on a Ford forum, it saved the day, and the setup proved to be much quieter than the neighbor's traditional portable generator. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is investigating Marilyn Manson after abuse allegations were made against the singer. Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, is being investigated following allegations of abuse by his ex-fiancée, actress Evan Rachel Wood, and other women as well. The L.A. Sheriff's Department confirmed it is investigating Manson. In a statement, they said the incidents occurred between 2009 and 2011 when Mr. Warner lived in the city of West Hollywood. Wood accused Manson of abuse in an Instagram post February 1st, saying the singer started grooming her when she was a teenager. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.